Hey there, my name is Ivo, founder at endinsomnia.com. Welcome to the former Insomniac podcast. After suffering from insomnia for 5 brutal years and after trying everything to fix it, I developed a new approach targeting the root cause of insomnia, which is actually sleep anxiety or the fear of sleeplessness. In this podcast, I talk about the End Insomnia system, where I share tips, learnings, and insights from overcoming insomnia and tell the stories of people who do, so you can apply the principles to end insomnia for good too. If you want to get a 30-day free email masterclass on how to reduce sleep anxiety that people usually paid $200 for, and also receive this podcast as a newsletter every Saturday, go to endinsomnia.com. To truly find peace at night, it's important to address not just one aspect of your nighttime routine, but your overall anxiety about sleep and its daytime consequences. If you're overly worried about what might happen without sleep, your journey toward accepting wakefulness during the night will be much more challenging. Integrating strategies to accept being awake at night with other techniques that decrease sleep-related anxiety and increase your resilience will gradually train your nervous system to be more conducive to sleep when nighttime comes. Here is what you can do. Avoid clock watching. When sleep eludes us, we often check the clock trying to gauge how long it is until the morning or whether it's worth trying another method to make us sleep. While occasionally this might bring reassurance, more often it increases anxiety. Set your alarm at the start of the night and then ignore the clock. This helps reduce preoccupation with the passage of time and its impact on how you sleep. Let go of expectations. It's easy to approach bedtime filled with dread or hope, but predicting how you sleep sets you up for anxiety. Even if past nights suggest a pattern, there are no guarantees. So keeping an open mind is key. This approach helps reduce the anxiety that often comes with expectations and predictions. Embrace discomfort. Accepting and making space for discomfort is crucial when dealing with insomnia. It's tough to be awake when you want to sleep, but facing this discomfort directly without avoidance can ease the process. Conserve energy. Emotional distress and reactive behavior throughout the night can deplete your energy. By learning to remain calm and accepting during wakeful nights, you conserve energy, which can lead to feeling better the next day, even if sleep is minimal. Manage hyperarousal systems. It's common to experience heightened physical alertness at night, like a racing heart, the mind won't shut off, or muscles tense. Recognizing these symptoms as manifestations of sleep anxiety allows you to address them more effectively. Instead of reacting with panic, understanding these are normal responses to anxiety helps to mitigate them. Expanding on the above points. Understanding patterns. Some believe that if you don't fall asleep by a certain time, they'll catch a second wind and be unable to sleep after that. This is a myth. Such beliefs are often self-fulfilling prophecies fueled by anxiety. Changing this mindset can break the cycle of sleep anxiety. Preparation for discomfort. Anticipating and accepting some discomfort during the night makes it easier to deal with when it happens. Over time, you'll find you can handle discomfort better and experience it less frequently. Energy management strategies. Feeling exhausted after a night of poor sleep is common. Still, by changing how you respond to wakefulness, for example, reducing frustration and anxious thoughts, you can conserve energy and improve how you feel the next day. This shift can help reduce the sleep anxiety that feeds into the insomnia cycle. Addressing these areas makes it easier for your body to relax and transition into sleep naturally. While these changes require consistent practice and patience, they can significantly improve your relationship with sleep, enhancing both your nighttime experience and daytime energy levels.